I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Wednesday of Cowboys Week here in Philadelphia. Eagles are at the Cowboys Sunday night. But even though it's Cowboys Week, the discussion this morning is about a trade the Eagles didn't make. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with me as he joins me every morning. Merrill, good morning. The Los Angeles Rams got corner Jalen Ramsey from the Jacksonville Jaguars for 2 first-round picks and a 4th-round pick. What did you think of the deal? And if the Eagles could have made that move, we don't know, but if they could have, would you have liked them to do that?
Well, yes, I would like them to have had Jalen Ramsey because I think he'd be a great asset to this team. They need help. They need help in the secondary and they need it badly, and Jalen Ramsey is a great player. But I would never have given up 2 first-round draft choices for any defensive back. When you're talking about two first-round draft picks, you're talking about the future of your football team, and I think when you're paying that kind of a price, it should only be for a potential franchise quarterback. And of course, the Eagles have a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz, and they had to do a lot of dealing, but 2 first-round draft picks is an enormous price. So, yes, I would have liked him. No, I would not have given up 2 first-round draft picks.
And while the Eagles didn't get him, Merrill, they obviously are not improved at corner right now. They're going to have to hopefully get Jalen Mills or Ronald Darby or eventually Avante Maddox back. Maybe they will make a trade. We don't know, but they certainly need to improve at corner. But while right now, Merrill, they didn't improve at corner, the Rams did. And the Rams are somebody that could potentially stand in the Eagles' way if they get their game together, that could potentially stand in the Eagles' way towards the Super Bowl. So how do you feel about an NFC rival getting Jalen Ramsey?
You know, the truth of the matter is watching the Rams, and I was able to watch them the other night on the flight home. We had that on TV, the Rams and the 49ers. The Rams are a struggling team right now. And I think the Eagles have to worry about themselves. There are other teams that are better than the Rams right now. The Rams, first of all, Jared Goff is off in his game. He doesn't look anything like the Jared Goff that took his team to a Super Bowl right now. I'd take Carson Wentz over Jared Goff in a second. And secondly, they have other areas of problem. So you can't concern yourself with the Rams right now. They may have strengthened themselves at the secondary, but they have other problems.
Other news in the NFL, Merrill, and it deals with a former Philadelphia Eagle in Michael Bennett. He's with the New England Patriots right now. He was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. He got into disagreement with a position coach. What did you make of the news up there in New England about Michael Bennett?
Well, again, he's a very talented football player. I got to know him a little bit when he was here with the Eagles. He's a very nice man. If you go over to speak with him, he's a very bright guy. But he definitely marches to his own drum, and he definitely has his own ideas, and he can get into discussions with coaches, and things don't always go well. So again, he pushed the wrong button in New England, and that's why he's suspended. He's not an easy guy to deal with.
I got one Eagles-related question for you, Merrill, and it deals with somebody that we've talked about a lot so far this season, more so in the preseason than in the beginning of the season. We definitely talked about him a lot when they had all those wide receiver injuries, and that's second-round pick J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. A lot of fans are disappointed they haven't seen more from Arcega-Whiteside so far this season. What do you make of his situation?
Very interesting that you bring up his name because I did a show with him last night, spent an hour with him between 6 and 7. He is an extremely bright young man. He's a very talented wide receiver. He is waiting for his opportunity to get out there on the field, and I think he will. I think you're going to see a lot of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside as we get deeper into the season. Don't give up on him. Don't make any early evaluations. He's talented. He's smart. He's going to be an impact player for this team. It just hasn't happened yet because they have depth at wide receiver, but his day will come.
Well, certainly looking forward to that when his day does come. And Merrill, it is Cowboys week, as you know, and it's always a fun week, always a huge week, especially this week since first place is on the line. Memorable Eagles-Cowboys game. I have a list here of, I have a list of seven, and I'm sure there's much more than that. So I know, because I've spoken to you before about this, I know what game stands out to you in Eagles-Cowboys history, but some that stand out to me off the top, going in more recent years to further back, 2013, when the Eagles clinched the NFC East at the Dallas Cowboys. LeSean McCoy had a big game, last regular season game. 2008, again, last regular season game, 44-6 at the Link to back their way into the playoffs, eventually go to the NFC Championship game. 2006, T.O.'s first game back in Philadelphia after going to the Cowboys. Lito Shepard had a huge interception return for a touchdown at the end of the game when it looked like the Cowboys were going to tie. Going back to the vet, 95, 4th-and-1, Eagle stop Emmitt Smith twice. 91, this is kind of topical because we talked about sacks recently, sacking Troy Aikman 11 times. And then I'm going back to way, way back in the day, Merrill. Of course, the NFC Championship game at the vet, 1980, 1981, to go to Super Bowl 15. And then I this one stands out to me, too, because I remember watching it in an Eagles history video that you're prominently featured in. And correct me if I'm wrong, there was a game in 1979, Monday Night Football. The Eagles had horrible history down in Dallas, horrible history. And it was Dick Vermeil's goal to beat that team, and they did on Monday Night Football, 31-21. Obviously, I gave you a whole smorgasbord of games. What stands out to you in the history of this rivalry?
Every one of them that you mentioned, I can remember with crystal clarity. The one that you mentioned in 2013, that was a tough struggle against the Cowboys, and back and forth they went. The game was finally ended when Brandon Boykin picked off a pass to seal it. That was a big, big win that lifted them into the playoffs. But there were so many that you're talking about right now, going back to, of course, the favorite of all time because of what it represented, was January 11th, 1981, bitterly cold day, Veterans Stadium. Wilbur Montgomery exploded off the right side early in the game, and as he disappeared into the end zone, you knew that the Eagles were headed to Super Bowl 15. Some of the others that you mentioned, the game against Barry Switzer's Dallas Cowboys, where they ran the same play twice, and all I can remember yelling is, they stopped them again, they stopped them again. It's Groundhog Day, they stopped them again. There was one in Chip Kelly's second year that I remember also, and that was, or the third year actually, the game against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. And that was a big win for the Eagles. And Mark Sanchez was the quarterback of that game. I think you'll remember that one. That was a big one where Sanchez played a great game, and they absolutely annihilated the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. So that was a big, they're all big wins over the Dallas Cowboys. But the Monday night game that you are talking about involving Dick Vermeil in 1979, when the Eagles had just been shellacked by the Cowboys time and time again, was a game in which Ron Jaworski came out of the game and probably would have been out under concussion protocol. All they said was he got his bell rang, and a quarterback by the name of John Walton came in and threw a pass to Charlie Smith. We're talking about a lot of names right now. And then later Jaworski came back in and threw a touchdown pass to Harold Carmichael on a short yardage situation. And Tony Franklin, who was the Eagles kicker at the time, set an Eagles record, which stood all the way up until Jake Elliott's 61-yard field goal with a 59-yarder in that game.
And Merrill, as we're talking about this, there's one more that comes to mind for me, and it's one of your great calls of all time. It happened in 1996. It was really their last great moment of 96. Troy Vincent, he didn't intercept it, but he got it lateraled to him after an interception.
Oh.
It's one of your great calls. The Eagles win, the Eagles win, the Eagles win. What do you remember about that game?
Actually, we were in way up at Cowboy Stadium, and looking down, I could see the ball. The Cowboys were driving into position to win that game, and the ball was picked off in the corner of the end zone, and I couldn't tell The Eagle who picked it up, all I could see was the top of the helmet. And I saw him intercept the pass and come up the sideline. And I looked over to my spotter. Derek Boyko was the Eagles' PR director, and he was the spotter at the time. But Joe McPeak, our producer, was so overcome with the fact that the Eagles were going to win the game that he had tackled Derek Boyko. And they're both rolling around on the floor. And I look up, and I see number 23 with the ball, and I say, it's Troy Vincent with the ball. And he took it in, and I yell, the Eagles win, the Eagles win, the Eagles win. And I go back, and I find out that the ball was actually intercepted by James Willis. Yes. So I had to reconstruct the play and felt like a complete dope.
And Merrill, I got one. These are just going to keep popping up. What do you remember about the pickle juice game?
Well, that was the hottest day on record, and the Eagles trainer had loaded them up with pickle juice. That was his famous formula for dealing with the dehydration or possible dehydration, and they drank the pickle juice, and they went down there, and there was an onside kick that they recovered to start the game, and Deuce Staley had one of the great, great rushing games of his career.
And David Akers had that onside kick to start the game.
That
kind of really kicked the Andy Reid era into motion. Well, Merrill, I mean, you know, Sunday can certainly provide more of those memories for Eagles, Cowboys, and we'll find out if it does. Thanks for the time, as always. It's the big day at the NovaCare Complex today. Doug talks, Carson talks. We'll get your thoughts on what they have to say tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.